Rochester Police veteran Denny Wright was given a hero send-off on Friday morning as he left the hospital. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, Officer Wright is still recovering from a violent knife attack 3 weeks ago.
In the parking lot outside Unity Hospital in Greece, there are scores of law enforcement officers as far as you can see. Some are on horseback, some came on motorcycles. Dozens of them are standing in precise formation, waiting to salute Officer Denny Wright. When Wright finally walks out of the sliding glass doors, he waves a cane in response to the cheers of hospital staff who've helped him recover from his stab wounds.
He went through something incredible, and now he's going home to be with his family. So
that's an amazing thing.
That was RPD officers Dakota Van Brederode and Ethan Pasco. They said when one of their fellow officers is attacked, it makes them think about what's in store for them. In the days after Wright was stabbed while responding to a domestic call, the department put two officers in every patrol car. Chief LaRonde Singletary said it was for their peace of mind, so they had someone to talk to. Now it's back to one cop per car, unless it's a priority call. Singletary says a number of things go into that decision.
Size of the city, population, calls for service, number of officers in the department. We would do everything that we can to mitigate those risks. If there was something that we can do that was 100% guaranteed to ensure the safety of officers, we'd be doing it.
The Rochester Police Union has long been critical of the one officer per car policy. But on Friday morning, they were focused on their friend and colleague, Denny Wright, and his survival.
His tenacity, his will to fight, his will to not let this get him down, I think has shown all of us why we do this job.
Beth Adams, WXXI News.